Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
It's Rod Stewart bringing us back. Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Tom Asacker is our guest, our good friend. His book is called I Am Keats. I Am Keats. Escape your mind and free yourself. Tom Asacker, A-S-A-C-K-E-R. That's one of his many outstanding books. Tom, thanks again for being here, where you're introducing us to some new ways of thinking about what we have to do in the future. One of the things that I've tried to help people understand about being bold, about knowing, you know, whenever I talk to people about doing something, I try to give them some kind of a method to get there, not just tell them something, but give them a step that they can take. And what I try to say to them is opportunity will knock on you. It will knock at you, but it doesn't knock on your door. It knocks on your gate out by the street. You got to get up off your backside. You got to go out through the front door. You got to go out in the yard. You got to cross the yard. You got to go out to the street where the gate is. That's where opportunity is knocking. And you were talking about being bold earlier. That's what, when I think of being bold, that's what I'm talking about. You know, if you're waiting inside the house or for opportunity to come and, you know, sweep you off your feet, those days were about 200, maybe 300 years ago. What do you think?
That's a good one. Look, I'll we're talking paradox. So it's the Prince of Paradox, G.K. Chesterton. He once wrote, and this is based on your gait. He said, if you leave a white post alone, it will soon be a black post.
Mm-hmm.
If you particularly want it to be white, you must always be painting it again. You must be always having a revolution. So what he said is, here's your paradox. If you want the old white post, you must have a new white post.
Mm-hmm.
That's the paradox. You can't let the elements affect that gate. You have to be out there painting it all the time. You have to be changing. You have to be updating. And that's the thing that people, especially small businesses, I know how hard it is to run a small business. But if all you do is focus on running it, the staying alive, and you don't focus on revolution, on the painting it,
mm-hmm,
and changing it, you will not stay alive. I will guarantee anybody that.
That's for sure. The other thing.
Too much competition today.
The other thing that happens is love. One of the biggest impediments to being bold is love. We fall in love with our stuff. Whatever you have that you do in the marketplace, If you can't imagine a time when you would literally, you know, set fire to something or put a bullet between its eyes or whatever you had to do to get rid of it, if you're not prepared to do that, then you're not going to make it, because whatever you are in love with today will take you down tomorrow. What do you think?
That's absolutely true. I mean, listen. Find people that know what they're doing. Look at people that know about online retailing or websites or outreach or copywriting or what. Find these people that you look at and you say, wow, they're talented. They really understand what they're doing. Then hire them, and whatever they tell you to do, do it.
Mm-hmm.
Even if it feels uncomfortable. If they tell you your website sucks, it probably sucks. Don't sit there and say, well, I got to keep it because X, Y, and Z. Try to let these people, especially younger people, move you into the future. If they have to drag you, let them drag you.
But well, the two biggest challenges we have these days in the workplace and the marketplace, Tom, is getting older people like me and you to accept some of the new stuff that the kids are talking about, the kids are recommending, and to get the kids to understand that just because it came out of our mouths doesn't mean that it's not useful.
Yeah, exactly.
Because there are fundamentals, there are things that we've learned that will have to be, will come into play in the future, even in a new version. So that's one thing we've got to do is we've got to, the generations have got to learn that both sides can contribute to this boldness you're talking about.
No, you're absolutely right. Look, people want to be included. They want to participate. And so if you treat what you're doing like a science, right, if you look at it and you say, let's run experiments and let's measure whether it works or not.
Yeah, test.
Right? That's it. And then let everybody play.
That's exactly right. Hey, Tom, you got a this website's new you were telling us about.
Yeah, go to the – it's brand new. It's just one page right now, and it introduces this concept of whether you want to stay alive or be alive. So it's stayaliveorbealive.com.
All right.
And you can – and you don't worry about it. When you get there, you'll figure it out.
And more to come, I promise you, from Tom Asecker. Hey, Tom, it's always a pleasure. We always get smarter when you join us. Will you come back soon?
Thank you. I will, Tim. Thanks a lot.
Okay, buddy. Tom Asecker, ladies and gentlemen. He's the best. He'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. I'm Jim Blassingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.